Hello, good talk, and welcome to Winking Cat Tales. In this episode, we present a very familiar folktale, the story of the three little pigs. It's a story that has been told and retold for centuries. The Three Little Pigs was first published by the British writer James Halliwell Phillips in the 1840s, and later in Germany by the Brothers Grimm and many others. The ending of each version is often very different depending on who is telling the story. We hope you will enjoy the ending we've written for our musical version. But before we can talk about the end of the story, we have to begin it. I've invited a guest to act as narrator for our version of The Three Little Pigs. If he's ready, I'll turn the story over to him. It's all yours, Gunther.
Welcome to our story today. This story is about three little pigs and how they survived a scary meeting with a hungry wolf. The story begins in a meadow by the woods. The woods were dark and scary, but the meadow was bright and full of sunshine, and the pigs who lived in the meadow played games and sang as if they didn't have a worry on their mind.
I'm Gert.
I'm Hans.
I'm Fritzi.
We're happy little pigs. We frolic, sing, and play all day and dance a little jig.
I sing.
I curtsy.
We dance together, away. We love to hear the music play. It makes us want to say.
Fa-la-la-la-la,
fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. We dance our little jig.
Fa-la-la-la-la,
fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la, fa-la-la. We're happy little pigs, so sprightly and so snappy.
Happy
little pigs.
No Bach.
No Brahms.
No Mahler. Excuse our little things. The music's so depressing.
And we're happy little pigs.
We schnort.
With ah.
Schnanzola. We wag our curly tails. We open wide, breathe deep inside.
Then sing like nightingales. Like nightingales.
Fa la 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 la,
fa la 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 la, fa la la, fa la la. We're happy little pigs, so sprightly and so snappy. We're happy little pigs.
What game should we play today?
Oh, how about the hide and seek?
We could jump rope.
We could build a bridge with Legos. Excuse me, where are you going?
Oh, are you leaving?
Yes.
But you are the narrator. If you leave, who is going to tell the story?
I don't know, but I heard there is a hungry wolf in the woods, and I don't want to stay here. He might decide to eat me.
I have not heard of a wolf eating storytellers before. They usually only eat animals like chickens and, pigs.
You know, you pigs might want to think about leaving, too.
But we like our meadow.
We don't want to leave here. It's our home.
All the same, it's very dangerous just to be standing out here in the open when the wolf decides to come out of the woods, which he will. I know, because I'm the narrator.
Oh, well, then you're probably right about that.
I gotta go, or I'll miss my bus. Goodbye, and good luck.
What did he mean by standing out here in the open? Where else would we stand?
I think he meant we should have some place that we can hide. Some place inside.
Ooh, maybe we could dig a burrow like the rabbits do.
Oh, look at us. We are too big and tall to fit in a burrow.
Oh, I hope we don't have to climb a tree. I'm terrible at climbing trees.
We should build houses for ourselves. People build houses all the time to keep themselves warm and safe from danger.
That's an excellent idea. How do you build a house?
I'm not sure. But we can go to the library and find a book about building houses. Then we can follow the instructions in the book.
Oh, I love going! going to the library. I love reading about fairies. Oh, and ponies. And princesses.
Maybe tomorrow. Oh. But today we have to find a library book about building houses. When there's a question you want answered, or a thing you want to know, there's one place that you can look. There is one place you can go. You can go to the library, to the library, where you're sure to find what you need. The library, at the library, where success is always guaranteed.
The library, to the library, where you're sure to find what you need. The library, at the library, where success is always guaranteed.
I love to look for books with stories that I've never read before. And then after I have read them once, I want to read them again and again and again.
So what are we doing just standing here? Let's all go to the library.
At the library, where there's always something new to see.
Magazines,
movies,
and lots of books to read.
So let's all go to the library.
The library.
The library.
The library.
To find the book that we need.
Book we need.
So we can read about all the ins and outs of how to build ourselves a house.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Fritzy, put that book away now. This is no time for reading stories. We need to concentrate on building our houses.
All right, but I hope we can do this quickly so we have time left to play. Oh, this looks like an amazing story.
Gert, how long does it take to build a house?
What does the book say?
Well, the book says that the first thing you need is a good foundation. To build a house that's straight and strong, you need a good foundation. One not too wide and not too long.
In just the right location.
It can't be soft, soggy, or sandy, lumpy or bumpy, just perfectly flat. These are the rules that you must know to build a sturdy bungalow.
These are the rules that you must know to build a sturdy bungalow.
Yeah, let me turn the page in the book. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, here's what's next. Next, you need at least 4 walls that should be thick, not thin. A doorbell.
Ding dong.
For when someone calls.
And a door to let them in.
Hi.
Hello.
Walls can't be soft, dingy or droopy, lumpy or bumpy.
Just perfectly flat.
Then paint them white or polychrome. And you will have
a perfect home.
What happens if it rains? Would all my things get wet?
One final step remains. We are not done just yet. To keep things dry and so the walls don't flop.
Kefloop.
Just like that.
A proper house needs a roof on the top.
Needs a roof on the top.
To build a house that's all your own, start with a good foundation. Then paint it white or polychrome to make your house
a perfect home.
pretty pictures.
I don't know. I'm not good at reading.
Show me.
Oh, the pictures, Hans. You could just look at the pictures.
I want to see.
I have holes I can draw.
Don't rip the pages.
But they taste so good. Does the book say what you should use to build a vase?
It's not very clear about that. I imagine you could use a lot of things, as long as they can stand up straight.
I think we should build our houses quickly. If the wolf is in the wood, he might come into the meadow at any moment.
Good day, Farmer Schmidt. Where are you going?
I'm taking my wagon to the marketplace in the city. I need to sell all my hay and straw before the winter.
I will buy some of your bales of straw and hay from you.
What do you want straw for?
I am going to build my house with it. Building a house with straw will be nice and easy. All I need to do is stack up the bales of straw and tie them together for the walls. Then I'll tie bunches of hay together and set them on top to make the roof.
But what about a strong foundation? The book says you should have a strong foundation and a hay roof might not keep out the rain. Your things will get wet.
I'm not worried. I'll find a nice flat spot to build my house on and sweep it clean. Then I will stack the straw around it.
How much straw do you want to buy?
Not too much. I don't want to spend much money building a house. I am saving my money to buy a new hat.
Ugh, what is more important, a hat or a house?
That is a very difficult question.
Do either of you want to buy any straw?
No, not me. I'm going to build my house of sticks. I can find those sticks for free out in the field.
Do you think you can find enough sticks to build a house?
I won't need very many. My house doesn't have to be very big. I do not have a lot of things like some pigs do.
Oh, I happen to like my things.
I will buy some of your straw.
Ha! You thought my straw house was not a good idea.
I'm not going to make my house from straw. I'm going to chop up the straw into little pieces and mix it with mud to make bricks. Then I will use the bricks to build my house.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of trouble and hard work. It is a lot easier to just use straw. Come with me, Farmer Schmidt. I will show you where I want you to deliver your bales of straw and hay.
How do you make bricks out of straw?
According to the book, I mix the little pieces of straw with mud and some sand. I mold the mixture into blocks and dry them in the fire. The heat from the fire will make the mud very hard and turn the mud blocks into bricks.
Fritzy was right. That sounds like a lot of work. It would take a long time for you to finish your house. I want to build my house quickly and get it over with before dinner.
I should have enough time to finish before the wolf comes, but I better get started now. I should go with Fritzy and get a couple bales of straw from Farmer Schmidt before he leaves for town.
I'm going to go to the field by the stream. I saw lots of sticks there. Good luck with your bricks.
Good luck with your sticks. I hope Hans will not be angry with me. I needed to gather sticks too, so I could make a hot fire to dry my bricks. I'm sure there would be enough sticks for him to build his house. My bricks are still baking in the fire, but they should be ready soon.
Hallo, Gert. Have you begun building your house yet?
Not yet. Have you?
Not technically. I wanted to read some of my book first, but I bought all the straw I need and I'm ready to start. I'm gonna build my house of straw. Golden straw, easy straw. I'm gonna build it short and wide, so I've got lots of room inside. I'm gonna tie the straw together to keep out the wolf and weather.
How about you, Hans? How is your house coming?
I have found my sticks. I will finish quick and place each stick. In this way, side by side, very tight so I can hide. I will tie the stakes together to keep out the wolf and weather.
How about you, Gert? You've been working all day.
I have finished making bricks, so I'll have walls strong and thick. I lay them neatly in a row, spreading mortar as I go. I'll tie the roof and walls together to keep out the wolf and weather.
It's so easy with straw.
With sticks.
With my bricks.
And I'm all
very
most
thick
done.
Bricks.
Ta-da!
Sticks are quick.
And when my little house is
light,
done, can't
thick.
Wait.
Laying row upon
and
row.
And it's time to have some fun.
We are one,
two, three little pigs. Putting our homes together to keep out the wolf and weather. Keeping out the weather and the wolf.
I'm almost finished.
Just a bit more to do.
I knew it would take a while, but if I keep working, I'll be finished soon. And I think all the hard work will make a difference in the end.
Oh, the sunshine is pretty bright. It sort of hurts my eyes. I'm used to being in this shadowy forest where it's always dark and gloomy. But I've eaten all I can in the forest. Time to go to greener pastures. Well, the wolf's got to eat after all, so I'm going to look for food here in the meadow. My nose tells me there's something good to eat in this direction. And my nose never lies. Like my mama always told me, if you want something in your tummy, just follow your nose.
That's funny. I thought I heard something howling. It sounded like the wind, but it's not windy. It was probably just my imagination. Maybe I should go into the house.
Hello?
Hello? I've never seen you in the meadow before.
This is my first time visiting here.
Oh.
As a visitor here, I wonder if you could help me?
Certainly. I'd be happy to help you if I can.
Thank you. You see, I'm very hungry. And I wonder if you could recommend some place where I could find something to eat?
Well, there is a lot of grass in the meadow. And there are vegetables in Farmer Schmidt's field. Are you a vegetarian, by chance?
Not really. Actually, not at all.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Oh! Excuse me. Sorry about that. I always choose that and I get excited.
That's the noise I heard earlier. I thought it was the wind, but up close it sounds like a wolf howling. You're a wolf!
At your service.
The narrator warned us that you might be coming to the meadow.
And here I am, just in time for dinner. So?
So what?
So, open the door and invite me into your house for dinner.
I'd like to be hospitable, but I suspect that I'm supposed to be dinner.
At least the first course.
Oh, no, no, no! I do not want to be anyone's dinner. I'm going to stay right here inside my snug little straw house and you're not coming in.
Now, my little porky friend, you must surely understand that you will be my dinner. It's part of nature's plan. Don't make me wait any longer. You must let me in.
Not by fun hair of my chinny chin chin.
Yes, you will.
No way.
Oh, hey! You know I'm going to win. There is no room for doubt. You
thinks this little straw house is going to keep me out? For I'll take a deep breath, then I'll huff and I'll puff, and the mighty wind I make will be enough to blow this house down all around. You little piggy! One, two, three, shwee!
Well, I didn't order this meal to go. Well, you know what they say, when pigs fly.
Now that my house is finished, I can sit down and enjoy a nice bowl of schlop.
Hans! Hans! Let me in quickly!
Why? What is the rush? I was just going to eat dinner. You have your own house to eat in.
Not anymore! The wolf blew it down!
What wolf?
The wolf from the wood who is following right behind me! Now please, let me in!
Into the house!
Well, well, well. An appetizer and entree under one roof, yeah? All that running has made me even hungrier. Don't you think that you should let me in?
No!
I'm hungry, don't argue, you should let me in.
Not by one hair of my chinny chin chin.
Let me in!
No way! No way!
Oh, hey! You know I'm going to win. There is no room for doubt. You think this pile of sticks could ever keep me out? For I'll take a deep breath, then I'll huff and I'll puff, and the mighty wind I make will be enough to blow this house down all around you too. Eins, zwei, drei, schwee! Come on, I've heard of fast food, but this is ridiculous, yeah?
Oh, it's taken me all day yesterday and today, but my brick house is finally finished.
Gert! Gert! Gert!
You must let us in!
I will be happy to invite you in sometime, but I just finished building my house. I don't even have any chairs to sit in yet.
But the wolf is coming!
He blew our houses down!
He wants to eat us!
He followed us here!
And he's right behind us!
Then hurry! Let's all get inside and lock the door!
Oh, do you really think we'll be safe?
We have nowhere else to run.
I built this house with bricks to be very strong. Here comes the wolf now. We'll see if it is strong enough.
Well, 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 a buffet!
Go away, wolf. We don't want to be eaten today.
I'll be the judge of that. Now let's make this easy. I'm tired. Just let me in and I might not eat one of you.
You're not coming into my house.
Have it your way, then you won't let me in.
Not by one hair of a chinny chin chin.
Then I'll take a deep breath, then I'll huff and I'll puff, and the mighty wind I make will be enough to blow this house down all around you piggies. Eins, swine, drei, schwee! That was just a warm-up. I'll take a deep breath and I'll huff and I'll puff, and the mighty wind I make will be enough to blow this house down all around you. Eins, zwei, drei, schwee! This usually works. Eins, zwei, drei! Schwee! Houston, we have a problem. I don't understand. What is going on here?
My brick house is strong and solid as a rock, from the foundation all the way to the tippy top of the roof. You can't blow your way into this house.
But how am I going to get any dinner if I can't get into your house?
You could try going down to the chicken coop on Farmer Schmidt's farm.
Hans?
He could eat some eggs.
You could make an omelette or a quiche.
Real wolves don't eat quiche.
All we have is potato skins and schlop to share.
Yeah, schlop.
Yuck! Getting food in the meadow is too much work. I'm going back to the woods.
Oh, thank goodness the wolf decided to leave.
You might want to thank me for building a strong house.
Yeah, thank you, Gert, for letting us in and building a sturdy house to keep us safe.
Where did you learn to make such strong bricks?
From the library book. I'll show you later, but for now, I think we need to celebrate.
Yeah, we can celebrate now that we don't have to be afraid anymore.
Who is afraid of a wolf?
Not me.
Not me.
I'm Gert.
I'm Hans.
I'm Fritzy.
We're not afraid of wolves. We frolic, sing, and play all day and tap our little hooves.
Fa-la-la-la-la,
fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, we dance our little jig.
Fa-la-la-la-la,
fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la. Fa-la-la, we're happy little pigs, so sprightly and so snappy. We're happy little pigs, pigs, pigs.
I love being a pig, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snort again.
Oh, let's eat. Shwee-oo! We hope you enjoyed this podcast presentation of The Three Little Pigs. You can listen to other Winking Cat Tales on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your favorite musical or podcast programs. We invite you to visit our website to see photos of the cast and learn about where our favorite stories come from in our Tale Behind the Tale podcast and blog. You can find us at winkingcattales.com. That's cat spelled kattales.com. You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook to see all our latest news. Ooh, don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss any new stories or fun. Thank you for listening. This podcast is the property of Winking Cat Tales, copyright 2021 by Winking Cat. Any reproduction in any media without written permission is prohibited by law. Until the next story, this is Pat for Winking Cat. Bye for now.